Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life. Ashe, ashe, my life is good. Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life. Amen, amen, my heart is good. Amen, amen, my heart is good. Amen, amen, my heart is good. Hallelujah, my thought is a pure. Hallelujah, my thought is pure. Hallelujah, my thought. Hallelujah, my thought. Say love, say love. My way is a peace. Say la, say la, my way is peace.
Say la, say la, my way is a peaceful way. Say la, say la, my way is peace.
I say, I say, my life is a good. Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life.
Oh, yeah.
Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe, my life.
Now that is a prayer. A prayer of affirmation. A prayer of acceptance. A prayer of recognizing that just as I am good. I am perfect. I am loved. And not only am I loved, I am love. Because the Agape Choir said so. Agape, unconditional love. The Agape Choir, to find out more about them, go to the house, the virtual house of Michael Bernard Beckwith, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Check them out tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m., 10:30, something like that. Go to agapelive.com and you find out that information. the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Bias Beckwith, who are doing amazing work on the planet. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you change with the change, you will really make a difference. Ah, yes. Life is good and it's getting better. And I trust that you are feeling it. I trust that you know it. I trust that you are experiencing it. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. Today is Wednesday, the 28th, 2015. And if you're into New Year's or tracking days and time, then you will be aware that January is almost over, right? So really just drop the time in then and just experience life. Like for me, I have my whole life is just one big day that just rolls and the sun comes up and the moon does what it does. And then there's night, but it's just one big day because that's all it is. So good day to you wherever you may be. It's time to go deep in consciousness. It's time to have a conversation with our souls. What does your soul have to say to you today? Have you listened to your soul today? Do you care for your soul? Have you checked out your ancestral blueprint? What does it look like? There's a blueprint that's running your life. Well, running is a bit of a strong word, but I guess I can say that. I don't know. Maybe Lisa will correct me. But yeah, Lisa is in the house, and I don't know if I can say it's running, but there's another word, and that Lisa has a way of just using words that just speaks to my soul. So I'm going to bring Lisa on to say hello, and Celeste is going to give you some announcement. Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hello, Ade. I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be here and mindful that I'm on the West Coast, so my day is beginning, and so I'm easing into the day. And
yeah, see?
I look forward to easing into our conversation, and I trust that that the speed that we go will be just right.
You know, I love words. I love weaving words together. I love changing words to giving a deeper meaning. And that's one of the things I love about you. When you say, I'm mindful that I'm in the West Coast, so I'm easing into my day. Yes, I love that. So let me ask you this. Is it... would it be correct to say the ancestral blueprints? I guess I can ask you once we start the show, but I want to ask now. Is it correct, well, quote unquote correct, to say the ancestral blueprints run our life or influence or affects our life? What would be the accurate or the most soulful way to say it? There you go.
I wouldn't say that they run our lives. I would say that... they deeply influence them. To say that they run our lives disregards free will.
Okay.
And disregards, you know, there's so many things that influence our lives, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly a significant factor.
You're right.
I trust the, like, what a sharp question as at the top of the hour. So, it's a great thing, you know, after when we get into the conversation to weave back to it. So
yes,
I'll let
yes.
it keep percolating in me.
Sounds good to me. Yes, that's what's to be expected. We go deeper. We, oh gosh, excuse me. Okay. That cut me. Ah, never mind. Go to Celeste. Celeste, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Rescue me.
Okay. Hey, Celeste. I don't know what happened.
Funny.
That cough came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere, but I've been dancing to Emotional Rescue for 3 days by Rolling Stones. No joke. So when you came out with Rescue Me, I was like, oh, wow, that's hilarious. That's how ancestral blueprints work for me. I have a lot of fun because my ancestors love music.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
It's true. Because I feel it in my body.
I know that's
right. It's body wisdom. Because I haven't danced in a really long time. You know that kind of dance where you just let go, you don't even care, there's nobody home, and it's a video set, and you are the rock star of the day? That's what I've been living. And when the music is just right, because I'm very conscious about what I listen to, but there's the beat will hit in or in, and then a word, and then a rhythm, and then I feel like I'm lost in time. And I know that's my ancestors dancing with me. So I love ancestral blueprints. I cannot wait for you guys to get into this conversation. So let me get you to these announcements.
Let's do it.
Hello, family. This is Celeste here. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints, Irreplaceable Strength Through Acceptance with Lisa Iverson, a life coach today. I'll be keeping you informed of some of the happenings going on with LifeConversationsRadio.com and our hosts. You can find Life Coach A Day and Lisa Iverson on the last Wednesday of every month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss them live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with. So Life Coach A Day and Lisa Iverson can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach A Day fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because I want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you'll see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. We also have exciting shows on Life Conversations Radio, and we want to make sure you know about other places where you can find our hosts. Join Life Coach Today for the Ask Life Coach Today radio show every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. He'll be flying solo, and he's going to take you on a wonderful journey talking about love starting off the month of February. Also, make sure you join Life Coach Today for Soul Food for Your Consciousness and his other home on 12radio.com every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. To find out about these and other shows, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com and keep an eye out for postings of upcoming airings. Now, since I'm not doing a celestial moment, allow me to give you a celestial tip. It just seems that one wants to be a recurring number whenever Ancestral Blueprints comes on. And since this topic is so powerfully connected to ancestors, I'm bringing you back an oldie but a goodie, bone collector. The number one is about promise of fresh beginnings. It's also sun. The bone collector of the Enchanted Map Oracle deck by Colette Baron-Reed has the message that we should not be defined by the wounds of our past, but to learn from our past to heal our wounds. Now, that completes your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today.
Yes, thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Yes, one is a magic number today. Thank you, my friend. We're going to bring you back in a minute because we're going to read the... Well, actually, let me bring on Lisa and then we can just... You just read the description so that we are all on one accord because it's a recurring number. There's only one.
Absolutely. It's exciting when it happens for me. That means this show number one is the best. All right, let me get it for you. As each generation is born, we are influenced by those who raised us, whether biological or adoptive, as well as the ones who pass life on to them. There is an irreplaceable strength that comes from accepting life as it has come to us from our parents. It is a foundation for how we navigate everything. What does that mean? We're going to find out. Make sure you join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach today for a consciousness-shifting conversation. The call-in number again is 347-426-3346. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And good to hear you, Celeste. Thank you for all you said. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's the spider woman. Ain't you, Celeste? Ain't you?
Yeah, but I'm feeling more cat today. Meow.
Okay. Thank you. Feel free to jump back in whenever you want, Celeste. You know you got that VIP pass. All right.
I know I'm home. Have a great conversation. I'm sure you guys will wake up something in me. I'm all around here.
And we want to just thank all of you that are listening, those of you listening via the phone. Carly is in the house. Mary Lou, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Those of you listening on the through the archive or on the archive, in the archive, I don't know, is it through, in, on, whatever. Those of you listening to the show through the archive, how about that, through the archive. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the show. And thank you for being part of the conversation because, you know, together we make a difference. And we need each other because we are each other. And we're here once again to talk about the irreplaceable strength through acceptance. Ancestral blueprints. I want us to continue that conversation and then we'll go into the other part because, you know, the title is Ancestral Blueprints, Irreplaceable Strength Through Acceptance. So we're just going to dissect the title, the topic. Now, unless you're feeling led to go somewhere else, Lisa, that's fine by me. But, you know, we were talking earlier about ancestral blueprints deeply influences our life. And maybe we can continue that conversation. But of course, you know that if you feel led to go somewhere else, it's perfectly fine.
Okay, will do. Yeah. Well, I am. I'm just feeling, you know, just personally the grace and the divinity of the topic itself. You know, it's really simple. And, you know, these are often the things that are have the biggest packages or the simplest things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the thing that's right in front of us that's the easiest to miss.
So, That's profound truth. It's very simple.
We live in a pretty fast-paced culture in the U.S. So we get to choose if we want to, every moment of the day, kind of keep going at that speed or whatever speed we want to go at. And so it's great to really let this topic be one that we take the time that it deserves, that it wants to be digested at. So the topic about how life, the fact that it has been at all, been passed on to us from our parents, is the thing that's really, really easy to miss in the face of all the things that happen in family life. So there's so many things, you know, that happen, wonderful and painful and everything in between. And some people grow up, many people grow up in a one-parent household where they may not even have interaction with both parents. Many times there's lots of different grown-ups involved raising children. That's a natural state of being. It does take a village. But the reality is that for each of us on the planet, two people came together, and them coming together meant that we got to have life. So the circumstances, you know, for each person, for each couple, for each family, are variable, you know, all right. The things that happen. But I just want to take a minute as I'm talking just to check back in with you and Celeste, how it is just to take a moment just to see the opportunity, just to see that if we can just slow things down just for a little bit of time and just make a space inside of us to accept that whatever those circumstances were for our parents, that they came together, passed it on. What happens? I mean, what do you each notice? Just saying yes, basically yes. I accept that this is how life came to me, and thank you. Mm. Just what happens? Because our minds, you know, particularly in this day and age, as a psychotherapist, I know particularly how much psychological information we have available to us today. Our minds are really active, and our minds right. like to argue. Our minds like a problem, and there's an impulse to be in argument with not only our parents, but with reality. Mm. And that takes a lot of energy.
Yes.
And what happens, you know, getting caught up in the argument, getting caught up in defense, the effect of that is that we miss what I'm saying, which is that life got passed on and that we're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could say a lot more, but I want to pause and just, you know, check in with both of you
yes.
where you're at.
Well, I'm actively working on my genealogy, which is why I'm so, it's almost like you bring voice to the work that I'm doing with this other woman, Hayoka. Anyway, she's a sister friend, but she's helping me with that. So right now I have access to tombstones from both sides of my family. I'm getting hard information in a different way, and so it's allowing for clarification for certain stories that have emerged. There are things in my family that are great, that I'm so happy that I've inherited. Like there are people in my family, lots of teachers and politicians on my father's side. My father loves blues music. I did not grow up with him, but yet I love Muddy Waters and stuff like that. So I could see how even though I did not grow up with my father and his people, their people have definitely been speaking to me. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's some other stuff that happens on both sides of my family that I am going to speak about because I'm writing about it. And so I think your question is very interesting. I'm exploring right now the energy of infidelity within my family. And not just infidelity. I'm talking about grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and not strangers, but the infidelity happened with great-grandma's best friend.
Yeah.
And this cycle has happened for women in my family over and over again, that here I am in 2015 as a woman, not always aware of who to trust because of this weight of pain that I've been born into. And so I can color, I can play with crayons, I can crochet, I can dance, I can cry, but there's this ball of woman's tears that I can't always shake, and it is impacting my life.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're in just the right place and just the right time, and so am I, and so is Ade, so is each of us. I trust the divinity again of you sharing everything that you're sharing, and it's a gift for you and for us and for everybody who's in this conversation and everybody who isn't in it, because what you're saying is the human experience. You're describing how deeply connected we are, among other things, how deeply we love, how much it's impossible sometimes to know what belongs to us and what belongs to the ones who came before us, and how out of love we're inclined to try to carry pain and suffering that belong to the ones who came before us, and how much everybody in the family, particularly by blood, but also when there's bonds that get created out of love, bonds that get created out of life and death experience, they're part of the family picture. They're part of the blueprint. They're part of the ancestral blueprint. And they simply ask to be seen. And if they're not, the pattern repeats. There's a pressure for the pattern to repeat. Everybody has a place of belonging. And we can try to shed those tears that belong to generations, but that's a flood. That'll create a drowning for one person. And so, and it won't help them. It will help them and you. The same is true for each of us. To recognize their strength to carry what those experiences were. You're learning these facts. It's like, it is hard when you say it all. It is, this is what I see all the time. We can't tell the difference. It's like, is it 2015 or is it 1898?
Yeah.
We can't tell. You know? It's like, it feels alive. So it speaks to, it's very clear how unacknowledged, unintegrated, invisible truth creates confusion about time and place and who am I and who are you.
Oh my God, Lisa, that I hadn't heard. Woman, how did you do that? I didn't realize. See, people, y'all, I love y'all. I'm home. See, people think that's disassociation sometimes, Lisa, but I really do lose time. I lose time, and it's part of it. Can you talk about how maybe, like, if you're someone who is really getting in touch with these roots and your ancestors are waking you up, is there another word besides disassociation for losing time? Like, when you really don't know if you're in 1898 or 2015 because you stepped into some metaphysical quantum field of energy, of connecting heart to heart, with people that are already on the other side? I mean, how in the world do you keep your grounding? Is there a word for that experience?
Well, you know, there's so many different ways, I think, to think about what we're talking about. And each perspective has value. And I want to say disassociation is, because that's a, you know, that's a term from the psychological field that has a place. Resonance is another word with what you're describing, that there's a resonance happening with this part of your lineage. when you speak about the chant, I think this is an interesting, the amount of databases that we have available to us right now, all the genealogical information, it is such a gift. And what an important thing it is for us to figure out, learn from each other, what people, how everybody is experiencing that information. How do we put together these facts, what there is to learn about our ancestors with our own lives today? And how does that information, sometimes that information promotes grounding, sometimes it disrupts grounding. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's both. It's very interesting. I really trust the flow of it quite a lot. How the topic for the show is about our parents accepting what is, you know, life being passed on to us from our parents, the ones who came before, and look at, you know, within 15, 20 minutes, where we went.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to, you know, take a step back and see how our parents are the gateway. We can't go around them. We have to go through them to access the this wealth of life force before them. So that's a really important gift for all of us, you know, to see, to really take in. So I want to just check with both of you as I see that, what that's like to
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, I do want to acknowledge Celeste for bringing what you brought and what you're bringing, because for me, my understanding of family constellations, ancestral blueprints, it's really what you were talking about, how, and Lisa's always drumming that every day or every time we do the show anyway, is that whole thing about really slowing down and just kind of seeing things that are showing up in our lives. So thank you for sharing that. When I think of the fact that, you know, life is passed on to me from my parents, my mom and my dad, I first, when you said it, I found myself thinking about conversations I've had with them. My mom has made a transition. My father's still on this side of the veil. You know, my dad is Muslim. My mom is Christian, which was never a problem. It still isn't until I heard that that's not supposed to happen. And then I started to think, oh, I had a special experience. But I didn't. In truth, it was just an experience, but it's just other people's experience made me think my experience was unique. All of our experiences are unique. And then as I sat with that truth, that if I really just fall into that, you said something about slowing it down. And that's what I really, one of the things I love about this show is it seems to me that we slow the pace of life down to connect with our souls. And I felt I want to say love, but it's like it's more than love, but I don't have the word. I just felt, here it is. It's like a connection. You know, we can say, yeah, love is connection, but it was a deep connection. I actually felt not overwhelmed, full. I saw because when I think of my mom and my dad, I usually think of them as my mom and my dad. I don't think of, you know, mom, dad. I don't think of them as these two people that came together to become one, to birth me. And as I was listening to you and listening to Celeste, I felt like I was part of a branch. You know, they're not the tree, but they're a branch off a tree. And out of their branch, I come from. And I just felt that sense of connection. And I can't say that I've felt that when I think of my mom and dad, as, you know, when I think that's who I came through. Now, I get that feeling normally if I think of other things, but through my parents, I always think of them as mom and dad. It's like it's two different experiences and they came together. But your question had me collapse the linear way of looking at it and really seeing that I came through them. They passed life on to me. And there's a sense of compassion. There's a sense of compassion. There are other things that you said about the aliveness, but we'll come to that later. But I wanted to just share that for the question that you asked. And that's sort of where I'm at right now. I'm just going to throw it back to you unless Alessa wants to add something to what's happening for her, or what she's hearing, what she's feeling.
Yeah, thank you. I want to check with Celeste as well to see.
Yep. Celeste. There she is.
There she is, yeah. Thank you. I'm very well. There's a lot of truths been coming out this week. I'm just grateful that I got places to put these pockets, because you can't do this all on one show. So the parts of me that I need to ask about my ancestors, I know at the last Wednesday of the month, I've got Lisa and Lyco today, and I'm so happy about it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
I want to say, you said something that was, for me, is powerful for me, and I used to, you know, when I see people in their 70s, in their 80s, when they talk about a best friend that made their transition or their child, and they will start to cry. There was a time when I just couldn't understand. I'm like, you're 80 year old, and your best friend died when you were 4 years old. Why are you still crying? Why are you still emotional about it? But life has a way of answering questions, you know, to help us get a deeper appreciation for life itself. And I've had experiences that touch me so deeply that I can say, oh, I got it now. And then you weaved it when you said, you know, it's like when there's this resonance, we can't really say if it's 1898 or 2015. And I was thinking of, yes, this emotion, this feeling sense, this soul memory that's alive in us, that it's like, you know, just like a computer, it's like it's already in us, and that it's part of our operating system, is there. And it's just important to pay attention to how that soul memory is showing up. I feel sometimes in the Western world, we get intellectual about spirituality, and there's this, there's a tendency sometimes to just think, and I get the point, but to think it's you. What happened in the past is in the past. It's just you. And it is, and it isn't. Because I am the past. My parents live in me. My mom has left her physical body, but she lives in me. My grandparents, they live in me. My great-great-grandparents, my great-great-great-great, keep going, they live in me. So from a linear perspective, if I say they're in the past, it happened in 17, whatever, they live in me. So I am the past. And through, you know, the shows that we do, Family Constellations, the circle that you do, I am more in a bit better place to receive the past that is happening now. And because, you know, today's topic, the irreplaceable strength through acceptance. And I think that's really what the show is about. It's like really accepting that those who came before us, they live in us, they live through us, they live as us. And we're adding to that life. And even if what happened in the past, from my perspective, you know, I may judge it, it's still something that's alive today. Yeah. I don't have a question, but that's just what I'm feeling. And yeah, go ahead.
It's great. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea of a process is really a gift too, you know, that there's different steps or stages or that are there to go through, and maybe that happens simultaneously. Mm-hmm. That support us being here now as us, with all of with our parents and our ancestors being inside of us and behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find myself really going back again to the, not only the information that you shared, Celeste, but that experience. You know, when a person finds out information about their ancestry that maybe they had an intuition about it, or maybe they didn't have an intuition about it. They find out some facts that are maybe kind of out of left field, but that are difficult information to find out. There is a process. I think there is a process. Whether a person then, when they find out that information, do they resist it, you know, argue with it? Grief is a real thing, and it has a place. And we just sometimes don't know who the grief belongs to. And so, and there's also, because of how we're wired as a species with these minds, these beautiful, brilliant, sometimes difficult minds, you know, the mind can take facts that it learns and can easily make judgments. It's what the mind does.
Mm-hmm.
And the judgment can, by effect, exclude and say, oh, the women are, this is a common one, you know, the women are good and victims and innocent and the men are guilty.
Mm.
And, you know, the perpetrators. That's a common story.
Yes, yes.
You know, maybe it's about infidelity. It can be about lots of other things, too. But when that is operating, then, you know, the effect of that is there's a big effect from that, how that operates. But exclusion of life is really the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
Reality is that life comes from women and men. And out of loyalty, this is where how Bert Hellinger, who developed the constellation approach over 30 years ago, in Germany, he has some really powerful ways to describe how out of blind love, you know, we can be inclined to carry on or become entangled with, identified with a pattern in our ancestry that has to do with exclusion and belonging. So we might find ourselves, you know, in our own lives with that kind of a picture, keeping it going, or I would say recruiting. I'm going to recruit situations in my life. I'm going to recruit somebody to hurt me so that I can, you know, exclude them as a perpetrator. And the deal happens with that is it's all about trying to get the men in my ancestry seen.
Hmm.
It's quite paradoxical.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to recruit somebody to kick them out of my life or to feel rejected by so that I can get somebody in my lineage made visible.
Hmm.
So this is a human experience, you know. This is, again, about blind love, how fiercely this connection between us and not only our parents, but all the other ones in the web of our ancestry were connected. It's not about us as an individual. And so the invitation from this deep source of knowingness that doesn't have judgment. There's a place in the soul that doesn't have any judgment. In the depths of the soul, it truly is just about what is.
Yes.
That's that place of acceptance that we very simply in the description spoke about.
Lisa, you gotta go back because Valentine's Day is about to come up. Now look, what did you say about that recruitment? Like the men in your family want to be heard? Because I have to tell you, my father, before he transitioned, I was talking to him on the phone, like years. You know, this is when I was really getting all the scoop. And my dad is a very honest man, which is strange, but anyway, he is. If you ask him a question, he'll tell you the truth. Just don't date him. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So my father had no filter for, I'm your daughter. Maybe you shouldn't tell me this story, but I'm not going to tell that story. What I'm going to tell you is what he said to me when I broke up with my partner of 11 years. It was hilarious. This is what my dad said, and I know you're going to do something with this, the both of you. I was on the phone with my father, and he heard a young man talking to me. And my father got all like in his chest and like, hey, don't be talking to my daughter like that. I could hear him. He's on the phone. I'm talking to this young man, and my dad's wolfing up. And my dad's not that kind of man. He really isn't. Usually he's thinking, my daughter's super fly, and she pulled this dude. And he's happy about it. But when my father said, after I released that young man from his conversation, was, you know what, Sean? That was what he called me. I'd rather for you to date women than men. I said, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yay, my daddy is so hip, you know? and I was like, wait a minute, Dad, hold up. You would rather for me to date a woman than a man? And he goes, man, men are terrible. You don't want to date a man, baby. I'd rather for you to be with a woman.
Hmm.
That's what he said to me, and my dad is now on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So he was talking about himself.
Maybe.
I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lisa's like, loosen up, baby girl, loosen up.
Well,
yes.
To consider that it perhaps was also a way to make visible other men who came before him, whether that's his father, grandfather.
Mm.
Oh, you know, his mama passed when he was a teenager. Actually, he was really, his mom passed, he wasn't a teenager, but my father learned how to cook and how to take care of himself when he was a little boy. And when his mother transitioned, he didn't have any strong mothering energy, and his role models were blues singers, you know, and pimps, and that's what he had. And my father clearly is a magician and has amazing charm. The man has like 20 children. And I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, if you we're in my father's presence. I mean, I forget he was my father. I mean, we'd be hanging out, and I'd be like, oh, excuse me, Daddy, I didn't mean to cuss in front of you. You know, I mean, because he was just chill. He was a really cool dude. I could see why so many women fell in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I also got to see the tears behind it. So there's that dance. There's that blueprint. I don't want to dance with it anymore. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm trying to say. I don't just want to keep telling the stories of my family. I want to be the one to break the cycle. You know, I deserve love in my life. And I hope that I can be a living example for the women in my family. Like, one of us made it. Okay, we going to keep going. I want to be that one. I want to be that one and be like, no, I got it, y'all. We good. We good. And we going to do something with this line instead of family line, instead of just continuing to die and recreate all y'all old horror stories. We got to stop this because you want us to gonna continue to live. We need new stories in my family. I don't know about y'all families, but I need a new set.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. You can't change them.
No, not them. I mean a movie set. I know the actors can't change, but we can change the location, can't we?
Well, it is so great, you know, to have a consciousness. Really, what a great to have a consciousness. What are the stories we tell?
Mm.
What are the, you know, you're speaking to a developing awareness about what are the stories we tell in our family about who and about what, and, you know, they take on a life of their own. There's always more to what happens in life than what the story is.
Mm-hmm.
And some story, not all stories are nonfiction. There are stories that get going in families that truly are fiction, but they get passed on from one generation to the next, and then people think, yeah, they believe them. They think, oh, yeah, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really a whole other discernment, you know? Stories have a place for sure, and they can keep people alive. Stories can, you know, some stories keep us alive, and other stories, maybe not so much. You know, and so there's really, it sounds to me, it feels to me like there's a conscience in you about, okay, what's, all right, like, okay, what are the stories that we keep telling? And are they promoting me living a good life? Are they promoting me living my life?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the story? You know, it's a great thing for each of us, you know. Who are the stories in loyalty to? With whom am I going to feel disloyal if I stop telling that story?
Mm.
I might feel a little disloyal to the women if I stop telling those stories. I might feel a little bit guilty if I have a monogamous relationship.
Mm.
Because then I won't be keeping them company. These are the kinds of things that are universal to our human experience. And so, what a gift.
Yes.
We have a little bit of time, together today to just kind of like, we'll put up a little bit more breathing space, consciousness into how all that goes.
Yes. Ooh, what a gift. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade, also known as Ade Anifowishi. I won't go into my last name because people jack it up. You just called me Ade. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And you can find out more about Lisa's work by going to her website. And I am so full of joy and excitement to tell you she got a brand new website, y'all. All you need to do is type in ancestralblueprints.com. You can find out more about her work. Now, we've got some few minutes here before the break. And so many things has been expressed and shared. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe we'll read this part. There's a part in your book, Lisa, that I want to read, but I think we'll do it after the break. Maybe we'll do the break a little bit early. And it's the chapter on roots and routines and the section on healing, judgment, and exclusion, because I actually had it open to read and you start speaking to it. but I think it's worth talking a little bit more. I just feel like we could talk more about it. As I listen to Celeste, and when you say we gotta watch, listen to the stories that we're telling ourselves, it's so important. I heard this. It's like, don't erase your past, embrace your past. I think that there is in the mind, we tend to want to erase the past. I know sometimes there's some things I just want to not have to see show up in my life. But if I experience those things, if I look at the things that I'm trying to erase and say, you know, it's part of what's made me who I am today. I may or may not like it, you know, and create that space of acceptance, I do find strength. Because as you said earlier, from the soul's perspective, it's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It's just what is. And it had me think of an experience I had with my mother. Yeah, it was really more my mother. And there was, I don't know, because she's been gone. She left the planet, this side of the planet, anyway, about 5 years ago. But that's a while back now, maybe 10 years, I don't know. Excuse me. I was talking to my father. I felt led, because as I said, my dad is Muslim, my mom was Christian. And I wanted to get an understanding of my dad's perspective, how he sees life and religion and all of his children. My two sisters are definitely on the Christian side. My father often can't make sense of how I see the world or how my brother sees the world. So the man is sort of like in the new thought perspective, if you will, all inclusive oneness. We are all part of the same tree. And my sisters are sort of like, well, yes, we're part of one tree, but this is the part of the branch that's how I see it. This is the best part of the tree. That's the way I see it. And I don't mean that in a judgmental part of kind of way. So I was talking to my father and asking him questions. And as I was talking to him, I said, what would it mean to you? Because I did ask him, you know, the fact that none of us really say we are Muslims. I don't say I'm a Christian. I say I'm a Christian, I'm Muslim, I'm all of them, I'm Buddhist. And life is my religion. But I wanted to hear his thought about what he feels and thinks. So I said, what would it mean to you if any, say, one of your children embraces the Muslim religion? And he just said, it will mean so, I mean, his energy changed. This was on the phone. He was in Nigeria. I was here. Yeah, I think I was here, or maybe in England somewhere, but I knew he was in Nigeria. And the way he was talking about how much that would mean to him. And part of the reason is, you know, as Muslim, there's a belief that when you make your transition, only those who are in your religion, if your children are Muslim as well, then they can pray for you in the afterlife, which in the Christian perspective is you get to see your family members if they, what is it? What's it say? Give their life to Jesus. There's another way they say it, but you guys know. I don't know. But anyway, if they're Christians, that you get to see them again in heaven. And I'm actually seeing now that it's all the same thing. So we were just having this conversation. I wasn't thinking of becoming a Muslim and say, now I'm Muslim, or I'm no longer Christian, or I'm no longer New Thought, none of that. It was just having a conversation. Later on that day, my mother called me. She very rarely calls me, very rarely. I mean, she'll tell my sisters or my brother, tell them to call her. My mother called me. She said, I hear her voice right now, but basically it's like, Ade, Christianity is the only way. Please don't become a Muslim. Jesus is the answer, and something, something, something. I think I've shared this on the show before. And she just went into one, and I'm listening to my mother thinking, what the flip is going on here? It's like, wow. So first was, I was feeling like I wasn't trying to become a Muslim, not that I have anything against it, but I was thinking, but you're a Christian, you married a Muslim. And now you're on this interventions tip so that I could see the light
And do you know, she said, I'm going to call you back later. I'm going to have the pastor of my church call you. And you know, they called me back later. Praying. My mother doesn't call me. Praying on the phone. She said, pastor, whatever is on the phone line. And he started praying. And out of respect, I was saying, in Nigeria, in Yoruba, you say Ami instead of Amen. You can say Amen too, but it's Ami. So I was like, out of respect, I was saying Ami, Ami. And then later on, I said, I don't want to join with this, because he was saying stuff that I just do not join with. And I did something that I think I forgive myself for. I hung up the phone. I said, I am not joining with it. I never did tell my mother I hung up the phone, because, and I wasn't mad, but I just felt like, rather than, at first I pulled the phone away from me. It was a long story, but you know, I hope you guys get the point. I pulled the phone away from me because I'm thinking, no, I'm not joining with this. And then after a while, I said, well, what's the point of pulling the phone away if I'm not going to participate? I just hung up. And I think out of guilt, then I did call my mom back later. And I possibly told her, no, I lied. I think I lied. I said, I think I'm feeling like I said to her, we got disconnected. And I dealt with that. But now I'm kind of like, it is what it is. And it was something that I struggled with. Like, wow, my mother married a Muslim. My father talking to me about his religion. And she's on this intervention quest tip. That to follow Jesus. That, I mean, I wouldn't say, I don't know, I can't really say if it, I know that it didn't traumatize me, I don't think so, but it was just such an amazing thing to observe, to experience. You know, we talked earlier about life came to me through them, but there's this division within, well, appearance of division within the two that passed on life to me. So, yeah, I did not even know I was going to share that story.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I was going to give a very short version of it.
All right, wait. I could wait till after the break, whatever you think.
Yeah, let's take a break. Let that all settle and let me... Okay. Take a deep breath. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints, where your soul is destined to express, even if you plan for it or not. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Share your story. Maybe you have a question. Maybe there's something in your mind. Now, I know some of my friends are listening, and I know they are thinkers. But sometimes you got to get out your own thinking mode and just share a thought. that's my, I often tell Celeste, don't call people out. And I think I just did it. So, okay, I forgave myself and I forgive Celeste. The number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Lisa's website address is ancestralblueprints.com. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. And I can't wait to hear what is moving through Lisa and Celeste and anybody else who wants to join the conversation. We are family. Join us.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversation.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mbasa Sophira, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there. The world of business continues to evolve, and at this time, companies need an internet presence. For this purpose, meet Electra Ford, owner of the Virtual Office Center. Electra implements internet marketing plans connecting you to your audience online. What is business if it is not seen? For product launching, raising websites position in the search engines, and expanding your reach online, contact Electra Ford at 501-993-6734. That's 501-993-6734, or visit virtualofficecenter.net.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints on Life Conversations Radio, where we are supporting you to be the change you want to see. Yes, to find out more about Lisa Iverson, her website address is ancestralblueprints.com. Let me go to Lisa. Well, we're coming back to Lisa. Lisa, oh, you're down there. What happened? Yeah, we've been having some technical stuff going on. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. So, yes, I was sharing before the break the divide of the religions. No, Jesus is the answer. Muhammad is not the way. And I'm whatever you feel like sharing. And then we got some callers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so great you sharing what you shared. Few things come to mind. Jesus and Muhammad are not your mother and father.
I love you. Go ahead.
And maybe that's like the most important thing, you know?
I love you. I know that's right. And if we're connected, it's way, 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 way down in the roots. But right now, the closer ones, my mama and my papa. Yeah. Oh, Lord, I love that.
So I all religions and faith traditions in our ancestries have a place, a belonging, because they just are. Mm. It's like we can argue with it and try to, wars are fought over religion. So, but it begins with, you know, people. I think The thing for you is just to let withdraw from the argument. A colleague and a friend of mine, constellation facilitator, friend, colleague, mentor, Schnee Victoria Schnabel, a German woman, many years ago, she used the phrase sleeping with the enemy to describe people who come together, you know, from such different backgrounds like this.
Yes.
It's like one of those oldest things in our human family, you know. You pick people from different opposing ideologies or tribes, you know, to try to bring peace.
And so, all in the name of love. Go ahead.
All for love. And so it's like, so that's not a small thing to have. It's like where there's that depth of conflict in the field, there's also depth of love and depth of reconciliation and process.
Yes. Lisa, we got three callers. So, and they got some really good questions. So let's jump in because, let's go to Carly. Carly Jackson from New York. Hey, Carly, what's your question? Hello. Say hello to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for your voice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. My question about ancestral blueprints is it similar? Is there any connection to the whole Akashic record thing? Is that similar in some way, or is it connected in some way? And then I had a little question on top of that.
Yeah, you tell me the next one too, and then I got the whole picture.
Okay, and then I wanted to know, like, because I've always been interested in the whole Akashic record when I researched it, but it seems as if like other people can tell you about, you know, every little bit or whatever. And I'm thinking that's the only way you can know, like, is there some way you can connect with your Akashic record?
Okay. Thank you for asking that. I can sure see how you would think of that. Everything's connected. So that's another way of looking at family and life, and, past, present, future. It's different. So ancestral blueprints is different from the Akashic records. Ancestral blueprints refers to the map of our, particularly our biological lineage inside of our, that lives inside of us. And it's that phrase is inspired by my work with family constellations. That work is on my website. You can read about it on the website. And that has to do with how, particularly the influence of unacknowledged truth in our lineages is very deeply still affecting us in our lives today. So, we probably don't have time in today's show to do a longer explanation of the constellation approach. There is a lot of information about it on the website for people to read. And next month's show, we can talk more about it again. But so it's different. Ancestral blueprints is different than the records. Okay. But everything's in connection.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Carly. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you. Let's go to... Oh, okay. Well, let's go to Kathy. Kathy from Maryland. Hello, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So you have a question about ancestral blueprints and how it's impacting today. Can you elaborate, please?
I wanted to know how it's affecting me today.
Hi, Carly. This is Lisa.
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Is that your question? How is it, how it's affecting you today?
Yes.
Well, I can't say personally how it's affecting you because I don't know you. I don't have enough, you know, details about your life. I will say maybe it's good to say a little bit more about this constellation approach while we have a little bit of time here. Does that make sense to you also, Ade?
Yes, yes. Yeah, because I think, Kathy, did you listen? Did you just jumped in or you were listening at the beginning?
No, I missed it.
Okay. So, yeah, go ahead, Lisa. And then if you have any questions from what Lisa said, then we'll... So, let's see. I'll put you on mute, and when Lisa finishes, I'll come back to you. Okay, Kathy?
Okay.
I think
even that you missed the first part of the show, maybe it's good to go back. It's wonderful to listen to the... one of the blessings of this technology is we've got this show on a podcast. And
yes.
So it's great. It'll be a great thing to then re-listen to the part that you missed, and then to read a little bit about it on the website, and then come back to next month's show, and we'll do a longer re-explanation of the work on that show, because I want to give your question the time it deserves. I think we don't have quite enough time to kind of go into it in a good way right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you called, and I look forward to being with you again for the next conversation.
Lisa, can I just real quick, and Kathy, you know, to really get a bigger picture, as Lisa said, listen to the beginning of the show because we actually started talking about that. And yeah, feel free to email us or email Lisa. Her website address is ancestralblueprints.com. Okay, Kathy?
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. Lisa, very short, because we had another caller. I don't know if Celeste is talking to them right now. But can you just maybe a short explanation of ancestral blueprints, as we were talking about earlier at the beginning when we talked about deeply influencing our lives today, maybe to buy time before we get to the next caller? Anyway.
Sure. So there's a map. There's simply a map that has to do in the soul that's housed in our body that has to do with belonging, that each of us belongs in our families and our lineages and our ancestries. Everybody has a place of belonging. And there are principles of how life, love, and energy flow in our ancestral maps that guide the... how fundamental this is to life and energy in our lives and in our families. So belonging and order that, so for example, grandparents come before our parents, come before our children, and that there's a balance around giving and receiving. There are these simple principles around life and love and energy and family and an ancestry that are operating all the time in the family soul. And so the ancestral blueprint is this map that has a knowingness operating about where we and everybody else belongs. And we're in it, and it's in us. And so that's a really short,
yes,
short explanation. Yeah.
We're in it, and we're in it, and it's in us. So we are the past. We are the present. The present is in the past is in the present. Let's go to Joy Grace. Hello, Joy Grace. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Wonderful. You got a question for Lisa. Go ahead.
Yes. So I came back to Omaha, Nebraska, which is where I'm from, to see my mom and siblings after my father's passing. And I've done... not only Akashic work, because I heard you talk about that, but I've also done DNA restranding and rebirthing and all kinds of family healing and forgiveness work. So my question is there anything, I don't know what else I'm missing, or if I'm just on the right path and I'll be able to finish my intention is to heal this by the time I leave and go back to my other business club in March. So I just wanted to ask to get a feeling, is there something else I need to look at, or what else can I be doing, or am I already doing it and just trust the process?
Let me ask you this. I don't know if I missed it, but you said you're trying to, what are you trying to heal?
Just everything that's been holding me back from past family issues. So
okay, okay.
This life.
Got it. Lisa?
Where do you live? You're in Nebraska, and then where do you go back to?
I've been traveling, so I gave up my place 2 years ago. So I just live in the present moment.
Okay. Not sure geographically if I'd be staying there in Nebraska or somewhere else.
And then I'll be visiting Las Vegas or Henderson for our business club. And then I don't know. Then I'll be traveling wherever else God takes.
Okay. Have you heard of the constellation approach, family constellations?
I know I'll have to be able to go back and look at it. I heard you saying about go back and listen to the earlier part of the program.
That's totally okay. But you haven't, that's not a free, that's not an approach you've heard of before, sounds like.
No, I can't say that I have, actually.
Okay. I would invite you to read a little bit about it. It's a different, it's a very different approach than the one, than all the other good work that you've been doing. I'm just mindful as you speak of what a time it is that we live in right now. So many great approaches to healing and growth. And it sounds like you're doing quite a lot of work. And I guess I trust that there's something operating in you that maybe thinks there might be more to look at, otherwise you wouldn't have called. And so I would invite you to read, then with the show here, to go to the website and read about the constellation approach. There's also a lot of videotapes, YouTube videos that describe the work that will give you your own set of embodied information about if that work might be helpful to you on your path. That would be what I would recommend doing. I sure can appreciate it's a big deal to have a parent die, and so what a big transition that is. You know, for you, for your whole family. And so I encourage you to trust your kind of knowingness that you were inspired to call here today and to consider just learning more about this work and trust your kind of body wisdom about if it looks like something to keep pursuing. Feel free to email me if you want some more information. My contact info is on the site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy, Grace. Yeah, I just wanted to add as well. I don't know if you were listening when Lisa was saying to pay attention to the stories we tell ourselves as well. And I would say, you know, as you reflect on the stories, and for all of us, really, we really got to be careful before we call it good or bad, right or wrong. And I'm not saying you do that, but your question triggers this for me. So, and as you talk about the things that you're trying to heal so you can move on, or have you done enough to move on, you can just accept that you've done what needs to be done. So then you give yourself the opportunity to change the story rather than thinking there's this invisible cord that's holding you back. Because what if what you're trying to heal just needs your acknowledgement that there are things that happened in the past that you're aware of, you see the influence it had on you, And you've made space for it now. Today's topic is the irreplaceable strength through acceptance. Because the things that happened in the past, some things it was out of our control. Some things we weren't even there. And some things we did what we knew to do, what we know to do then. So if we create a space to just acknowledge it, because your story is your story and is very valid. And if someone else in the same situation with you, maybe if you have siblings and they would tell the story, they would tell it slightly different. So I would say be aware of the stories you're telling yourself. Let it be inspired from a deeper place. And I would even say, you know, make room for just saying, okay, it is what it is. However, if what it is causing you to feel a certain way that you don't like, then do something about that. But trust that everything is just as they need to be. And I would definitely back Lisa up. Check out Lisa's website, ancestralblueprints.com. The book, her book, is Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. We are all in this together. And we need to trust in something deeper. The intellect won't get us there. I appreciate you, my dear sister. Joy, grace, harmony. Thank you very much. And it's almost time to release the show. Lisa, anything you want to share, say before we go and grow some more?
Just a simple thank you to you and to Celeste, everybody who's been with us, and deep gratitude to all. I'll look forward to next time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. We ain't trying to do nothing. We're doing it. We're getting ready to release the show. We don't need to wrap it up. We've learned what we need to learn. We embrace it. We release it. We trust it. And we are being reminded that we are one by Carly Jackson, CARLLIE. Jackson, JAXEN. You can find her on Facebook and tell her I asked you. When is the new CD coming out? I'm so bad. I want to thank all of you for listening. Peacemaker, Brenda, Silent Listeners, Wendy, Carly, Kathy, Joy Grace, Celeste, thank you for joining us in this conversation a little bit more than you usually do. Lisa, thank you, Tracy. We love and appreciate you. Be true to yourself, be love, and be loved. See you on Monday, and join Ambassador tomorrow for the Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. Carly Jackson, we are one. Peace and blessings. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are. We are one.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.